Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Kuro's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today with our new co-host here on Monday nights, Monday afternoons, Ciro Dobrik.
What's up, everybody? It's Ciro Dobrik.
Dobrik. See, I knew I was, you know, come on.
It's all right. Ciro Dobrik, Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Let's do this.
So our new co-host on Monday, Ciro Dobrik. It's an interesting thing. We're not going to get into politics because there's enough politics on. Here's the thing.
It'll be a fun conversation, finally, though.
Yeah,
we kind of agree. So
I don't know if you. I've been invited. There's like a private group on Facebook where you can't be attacked. You know, it's basically people with the same ideologies you have, right? And you're all educated. Basically, I think part of this group, everybody has to at least have an education. You know, whatever. So, listen, I didn't design the fucking group. They asked me to be. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And they post all the, you know, this stuff. And again, it's not mystery stuff. It's not like, you know, Illuminati. You know, it's basically real news stories from around the world, perhaps, that maybe the current media isn't really, you know, spending time on. You know, like, for example, that water spill on that dam in Northern California.
Right.
You know, people are still talking about tweets and shit, and you're like, there's like a deluge, you know, heading to a fucking town.
A mini Noah's Ark is coming. And now, listen, I don't know how convenient the word fake news and alternative facts became, but man, as soon as they were mentioned, no one could shut up about it.
Yeah.
Everything turned into those two things.
I think it's the same time, like back in the day when somebody said, the idea of fairies, like somebody said fairies, you know, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, look, I saw a fairy. Oh my God, it must have been a fairy. Or like even it goes back to the Salem witch trials. A bunch of girls going out, they're probably over-smelled some of the pollen in the air that may have been a bit, you know, mind-altering, and all of a sudden they have vision floating and all this shit. And then they come back into town and express themselves, and all of a sudden they're hanging from a fucking tree.
You have to know all that stuff's real, though. I mean, fairies and wizards.
Yeah.
Like,
you believe in wizards?
Absolutely.
Like people that actually have the ability.
Come on.
You know, like, listen, the guy's going to look at me and all of a sudden I'm gonna stop, you know, eating hot dogs.
Open the forces of evil from the ground. All those things.
Oh, bring it all bad kinds of bad shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. The reason I say this is because it's too convenient for things like, back in the day, witches would have those magic wands, right?
Right.
Well, what kind of wood would those wands be made out of?
Pine.
The answer is holly.
Holly?
Yeah. So all this witchcraft and sorcery all moved to one place, Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So
that's how it all. I'm glad they left that in the thing for us, like a little, like leaving a little Cheeto to see where we went, a little popcorn.
We got a little Hansel and Gretel there.
Grammys. I got to catch a little bit of the Grammys because I was so happy to see the Walking Dead get back on the second part of the. I don't know if you're a Walking Dead fan, but I became one and binge watched like six seasons, and it was interesting. It's good. I know at least now I know what I'm going to be doing on Sundays at 9 o'clock.
Right.
But I didn't. I caught the Beyonce. Bit, you know, where I guess she's a goddess and people were her followers and begging at her feet, and you know, she got drunk and fell back on a chair but somebody saved her. I don't know what was going on. Did you see it?
I did not watch.
You know, I tweeted at Dougie Dangerous. I said, boy, I watched all the Lord of the Rings movies. And she's still fucking singing. I mean, this. How long is this, you know?
Well, they said that she replayed her whole, like, documentary. Like, her Lemonade documentary was on one stage performance. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, listen, why don't you just send us and just send it in a CD, a package, or you know, Blu-ray.
I did hear that, I guess, Busta Rhymes
right.
called Trump Agent Orange.
Really?
You know what? Doesn't seem so demeaning.
Yeah, listen, you know, Agent Orange, that's cute. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you don't think a black man would be making comments of another man's color.
You would think.
You know, you kind of takes a little hypocrisy in that. Listen, I mean, you can't say that people of orange descent had it hard, you know, or like somehow, you know, there was like people that had orange faces were like slaves or, you know.
I'm just happy the orange people got a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just give them a chance. Give the orange people a chance.
Yeah, we have a story today about something orange that was in the news. What do you think it might be? People of our neighborhood are concerned because something that's orange. So we'll talk. We'll get to it. So if you stick around on the show, everybody will get to hear it. It's part of Straight from the Headlines.
Huh.
Any rate, so, hey, the political thing. I had posted something on Facebook last week. I said, because here's the thing. I'm looking at Facebook, and, you know, I love when I still love when somebody says, you know, I see a comic. Cause I got a lot of friends who are comics on Facebook, obviously. And I love it when they say, hey, I'm working, and we're on a cruise ship. This is us. Or, you know, hey, we're standing next to a turtle. Or, you know, anything else about, you know, what's going on in the world. Not, oh, this person fucking said this. And, you know, if you're a political comic, then by all means, that's what, you know, but to constantly just be on this. And here's the thing. You unfollow somebody if their constant feed is just the same shit over and over again. Even if it was like me, like I think for my friends, sometimes my friends only see promotional shit. I don't like to do that. I'm like, oh, every time they see my fucking face, I'm like, hey, come to my show. You know, I don't want to be a dickhead. You know what I mean?
Of course,
so whether
of course.
It's I'm not trying to be a hypocrite that I don't want to hear about political shit. I want everybody to know that I don't give a fuck. I see enough political shit on the fucking TV. I don't need you. You know. You fucking, you know, somebody's got 10 minutes of stage time, you know, never got, I don't know their fucking educational background, but I really don't want to give a shit about how you pick apart somebody in the political system.
Of course not.
I don't want to hear it. So my post was, listen, if you have a credit score of under 600, you're unfit and unqualified to make any fucking political posts. Worry about yourself. Now, you're a smart dude. So if I say that, what do you hear when I say that? What's my point? What's a little bit of satire? Like I'm basically taking a political situation, saying, "Look,
basically saying there's not what you can't do yourself. Why are you giving advice to people that are doing it 10 times you?"
Right.
Basically.
And now you know there's certain people that have bad credit scores that took offense to this, and I imagine they had bad credit scores. That's the funny thing I love.
I thought that was a great post because immediately went. Wow, $5.99 is going to be so pissed. So pissed.
Yeah. Well, listen.
They were so close.
When it comes down to it, there's moments in life events that occur. Divorce, there's things like that can happen that can affect your credit score. Things that you may have taken years to build and have. But here's the thing. If you had, and I know the financial industry, this isn't something that's foreign to me. I'm pretty familiar with money systems, management of assets, blah, 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 you name it. Down to insurances, trust, tech. This is what I do for 28 years. So, if you had a strong credit score and something like that happened, it doesn't take long before that thing disappears.
Correct.
If you have a long-time progression of bad credit, which is usually bad checks, unpaid balances, repossessions, a melee of stuff that is just weighing down your fucking credit score so that you could be somewhere in your 30s or 40s and sitting there with a 520. And you think you're going to sit there and make comments about the fucking well-being of the free world. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gives, you know what I'm saying? It's like if I had a flat tire and a guy with no fucking arms walked over and said, can I help you? What? No, get the fuck, keep walking. I mean, how can you help me? You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to get me a glass of water? Are you going to help me jack the thing up? What, you know, how are you going to help me with this flat tire? What are you going to do? Are you going to grab a phone and call someone? You know, how the fuck are you going to help me?
What? Lay it out for me.
I'm just telling you, dude. So I here's a comic story. So I'm not going to mention this kid's name, but comic usually from Central Florida originally, now living in Chicago. And I mentioned I headlined the Whip Theater on a Tuesday night one night, mm-hmm. and I got Matt Ballack, local comic who's in Chicago. I said, "Dude, and thank you know, come out and host it." So Matt did a great job. Thank God he, because Matt brought like 20 people, and there's 25 people there.
Seems okay. he's doing well. He's 100%.
Yeah, his family, everybody. You know what I mean? Which sucks as a comic because he's like, "Hey, they know my bit already." You know, he's. But and then I got this other comic who had gone there. I said, "You know, I'll help you if you've never been to this club. Come do a show, you know, meet the, help hooking the guy up." And I never met this guy in person. I'm just being a nice guy. Look, you know, you're friends with people I know. There's an association.
Giving you the right? raft.
Get the guy a show. And, you know, Matt did great. It's his family. Not saying much. This guy did horrible. I mean, you know, and again, at the time, I'm like, it wasn't an easy, it's 26, 28 people, the same group, and there's, you know, so right. that could be bad, because they end up talking, they pay more attention to themselves in the fucking show. I mean, if you have 30 people that don't know each other, they're not going to pay attention to each other. You know what I'm right, saying? Sometimes right. that's a distraction.
The conversations won't get started up so easy.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself, how am I going to tell my jokes tonight? You know, the only way I do is, like, well, let me get them involved, and then I'll start telling jokes once I'm targeting them individually. Right. Each little section. So he didn't do good at all. He fucking, you know. So then I go, you know, it was a fun night. Great. It was great. So I get this guy a gig. Now, this guy posts on my shit about that night, 600 credit score, and goes into this. I love the way liberals will ask you questions, and I've said this before, where they try to take you down a road they want to go.
Of course.
So they set up these sharp angle questions that direct you with the answers. And I'm like, geez, dude, it's a fucking satire. Oh, it's satire. And then a couple other fucking hoople heads from Central Florida jump in because they like the drama. And then, you know, so I'm like, all right, whatever. So where's this going? You know, like, listen, I don't give a fuck whether you like what I say or nothing, you know, whatever. And then it hit me, and I was like, and he just called it weak. And I'm like, and not to mention this other guy, another comic in Orlando area that he's in the Lotto commercials. I didn't want to get personal. I was about to tell this person, I'm like, "Hey, where'd you learn how to act at the fucking Florida Lottery fucking acting school?" But I, you know, again, it's not personal. I don't want to be douchey like they are. So the guy unfriended.
They
boom.
Forced you to be douchey.
Two comics unfriended. No more links. Yeah, and when something like that happens, if I happen to see these, you know, run into them on the road or stuff like that, I'm going to treat them the same way. They're not friends on Facebook. If you're not my friend on Facebook. And you were my friend on Facebook. Right. And now we're not friends on Facebook. We're not fucking friends. I mean, you know what I mean?
We're going to be friends.
Yeah, let's just be those people that walk by each other like extras in a fucking movie. You know what I mean? Let's be those people. Just saying.
You mean pantomime?
Yeah. <No. sighs> Anyway, so...
People get personal quick. Yeah. And that's the biggest problem nowadays. It's like, okay... And it's the intelligence ratings that people give each other. I'm smarter than you. You must be stupid because. And it's like, wow. All right. I'm not going to go ahead and give you a dissertation on Facebook or use the right punctuation or capitalize the right word. I might capitalize the in the middle of something. just to be a jerk.
Just because I feel like putting my finger on the fucking control button.
Or because sometimes the phone... capitalizes things when you're not paying attention. I hit send so quick before I even
I do voice text a lot. I just voice, I don't even look over, and half the shit, like, you know, it doesn't even have the right adjective, you know. It's just completely fucking wrong. But you know, but you're right, I think it's funny. Next time somebody does that, I'm just gonna completely fucking send something back with like asterisk signs.
Have you ever been fighting
with
six people and answer the wrong people and everybody gets mad at each other and you're like, oh shit, I meant that for my other post.
Yeah, you replied to the wrong one. What do you mean? I was being nice to you. I had one lady, she says to me on that same post, she goes, you know, and she went through this whole thing, like, I used to have a 520 score, and then I really worked hard and saved and everything, and now it's like a 630, 25, and, you know, I'm the same person then as I am now, and, like, I beg to differ. I think you're much happier with yourself right now, aren't you? You should, you know, you actually be, you know, that's a pretty good accomplishment. I wouldn't hold yourself down like that. I think you become a better person from it. And she started, I said, listen, if you don't like it, unfriend me, unfollow me, get the fuck out. She goes, done. And, of course, I'm looking at him like, well, there you go. gone. And here's the thing. Now the real question goes, do I even block? Because there's some people that, you know, if you just block them, every once in a while they go, oh, I wonder what that fucking dickhead's doing. And then they'll go back, oh, I can't see what the fuck is going on.
Right.
And now, or do you want to see, you know, oh, they're working. Oh, he's doing this show. Oh, he's, you know.
Right.
And which one would you think you'd rather let these fucking douches see?
The working one.
Yeah, let them come back and see how life works on your end. Anyway, so listen,
karma's
like
bitch.
You said, don't take it personal. Get, you know, if you feel something getting personal, just say, you know what, I think we should end this conversation because I'm about to act like an ass, and I, you know, and I want to make sure. Like, there's a lot of people that will never take anybody to the airport ever again.
Well, to me, I mean, I'll be serious within two sentences.
Right.
And then once someone says stupid, okay, well, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to answer you with the worst possible answer of your...
Go right to it. Right?
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and just go the opposite of you for the rest of this until I go, all right, it's time to go to sleep. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'll say this. I'm dealing with something. If anybody wants to ask how serious I am about my craft of being a comic, I have a kidney stone. I still haven't passed this thing. And, you know, so if all of a sudden I start crouching in pain, you know, like, you know, I said it, you know, one of these comics, I think I said this on live Facebook the other day. I go, you know, I got this fucking kidney stone and I feel like somebody's got a voodoo doll, my Dougie voodoo doll, and just poking me in the fucking side. Dude, most unbelievable pain.
I know why those voodoo, like, witch doctors scream like that.
Yeah? Oh, I was screaming. I fucking wept. I had a friend of mine that said I had it so bad that I was crying. I was just laying in bed. I was crying. And I'll just tell everybody, I'm going to just get right to the point. In the hospital, in the ER, start like this. Friday, I wake up in the morning after going to bed Thursday, around 2 in the morning, with this pain in my side, lower back, in that area where it kind of meets your rib cage in that low, and I'm like, oh my god, what the hell, did I sleep on something? Was the pillow, you know, what the fuck? Oh, and then it's and now I'm getting up, walking around like a gorilla looking for his, you know, for his fucking, like, you know, his rope, and I you know what I mean? I'm just, oh, and it's just agonizing where it affects your breathing. You're like, it's like radiate, like an explode, and I'm like, what the now? You know, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I don't. Oh my god, did I have appendix eruption? What's going on? You know, and then the only thing you could do, then you have that moment where you're like, do I call an ambulance? Am I gonna fucking die? Am I gonna all of a sudden? You know, I'm waiting for that. I'm like sitting there waiting for that to happen. I'm like, you know, okay, honey, I'm looking at my. She's now walking around with me. I'm like, honey, if I hit the fucking ground, it's time to call. But I don't want to. Again, I have a high threshold of pain. I'm sitting there trying to cope with it, and I'm just, oh my god, I don't know what it is. And then 15, 20 minutes. Sitting there, my wife's there. I'm sweating, you know, for the go to bed. Nothing, okay, you know,
right?
That's it. Like a bad Donald Trump tweet. Nothing, you know, it's over. It's gone, you know. And then yes, Friday go to the gym. Everything's cool. Saturday I wake up watching my English Premier League. Manchester United wins big again. The team looks great. After that game, I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, here we go again. The same fucking pain. And I'm thinking, oh, now this is the second time. Now your mind starts saying, okay, wait a minute. You know, I got a 780 credit score, but I'm starting to feel like a dumbass if I don't go to the hospital.
I know what this pain is.
Yeah. And it's, dude, it's going nuts. Even my dog's looking at me. He's like, oh, and I'm groaning like a fuck, you know. And it is just, and I drove myself to the ER, which, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a fucking ambulance. I still got a $7,000 deductible. I'm adding the deductible in my head as I'm wondering about this. And you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, I got a show tonight, goddamn. I'm opening for Mike Vecchione at the Fort Pierce Sunrise Theater.
You're weighing options.
Exactly. I can't let this happen.
Conversations you're not supposed to be having with yourself.
I can't let this. This is what I'm thinking in my head. This can't happen. It's got to go away like the other night. It's got to go away. And it wasn't going away.
Jeez.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm driving. And if anybody had videoed me from another car, with the facial expressions, I must have made like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm sitting there like, oh, fucking.
Is that guy? No. No.
What's that guy
is
doing?
He?
What the fuck's wrong with that guy?
Why does he keep pumping the brakes?
And dude, so I get there. Thank God there's no line. I'm groaning. They put me in a wheelchair. They bring me in there. I'm in, and then I've been in emergency rooms before, cut or something, you hear people like, oh, I'm like, oh, what's that guy got a somebody's got a stick up his ass. What's wrong with this guy? No, he's probably had the guy kidney stones. And I'm groaning like, and then my wife finally gets there, and I have no medication, and she, God bless her, and I'm trying to jump out of the bed, and dude, she, you know, I start crying. Oh God, I'm gonna fucking die. Until I finally got the medicine. I got the juice.
The juice.
You know, they hooked me up with the intravenous. And they always like to ask you that question, what's your pain level 1 to 10? I'm like, 10! I'm having to breathe the answer. She's like, I'm like,
In 10 years, I've never answered under 11.
Yeah. So, you ever see the movie Spinal Tap? And then, of course, a couple moments go by, I'm starting to feel a little subsiding a little bit. And I go, what's your pain? I'm like, about a 7. And, but boom, gone. And the rest of the day, I'm just sitting there in the hospital room, like, oh, what the fuck's going? Why am I here?
Why did I even come here?
Right. Well, I mean, I could have been home. I could have been home getting ready for the show. So now I think, okay, I'm fine, and I'm ready to. They said that they scan me. They take me in this room. Very nice doctor, young lady, you know, and she put that the MRI thing back and forth, looked at everything, which I'm glad I got that shit, and found that. And he says, oh, you got a fucking stone about the size of a rice thing. Like, it went down to the bottom part now, and I guess I still got to wait for it to go. It's going to probably hurt when it goes through my penis, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so. I believe we've discussed this before.
Yeah?
Oh. Equivalencies.
All right. Well, I got the best part is two things that'll benefit. Now I know what it is. I know what it is. I'm not scared for my life.
Well, yeah.
It's That's just a matter of dealing with the pain. I'm gonna shut it off. Trust me.
I think when it passes, it's going to hurt way more than stubbing your toe on the coffee table, but less than cutting your toe off. Like, it's going to be right in the middle.
I've never cut my toe off, but I've had that. I've stubbed my toe with wearing bare feet in the street when you're playing kickball or something stupid. And you see half your fucking big toe hanging off. That was like a regular like schoolyard. Like, mm-hmm, everybody stubbed mm-hmm. their fucking toe. Everybody's, I mean, like the rip stubbing, you know, when you're barefoot. Who the fuck are you kicking the edge? You get caught in between the table foot, you know.
The decisions we make.
Yeah.
Because we want to play kickball.
Oh, God. So, listen, I don't know what's going to happen with this thing, but I got to pee into this cup thing like a strainer, you know. And one's already filtered away. But
west.
Yeah, and it's like, what do? You hold it close? Do you hold it really low? It's like a selfie stick. I should get a selfie stick and put the thing on there. I don't know. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Kidney stone cam.
Yeah.
Just put a little camera on the end of it and go, well, we're going to watch till.
It'll be like giving birth. Like, it's going to see, like, I can put it in slow motion. You'll see this. You hear like, ah.
The scene from Spaceballs where the alien comes out of the stomach.
Yeah. You're gonna see this pellet flying out of my cock into the strainer, and it's going to be sitting there looking at me. Daddy. Daddy. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with our new co-host here on Mondays, Cyril Dobrik. And we'll be back with our segment 2 right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Show.
Welcome.
It's Monday night, man, here in the studios with Cyril Dobrik.
Hey, hey!
Comedian runs a Monday night open mic over in the Hallandale area, I guess, right off Pembroke Road near the Mardi Gras Casino at the Bowling Alley out there. So if you're a comic, go out there and do some
shit. We start 10 p.m.
It's a late one, so get all your stuff done, go home, eat with your wife, you know, convince her you're not going to meet a stripper girlfriend and you're actually going to be doing comedy. How's it been out there?
Oh, it's been up and down. We do every other week. We have a pretty decent sized crowd. Yeah. And 1 week we don't, you know, it's just
crazy. Yeah, that's one thing. I hate that as a guy books our room, you know, Tavolino's like every Wednesday when I go there, I get there like 7:30, shows at 8:15. So when I get there, I'm like, oh, just please be people. And I walk through that door, just please be people in there. You know?
Right.
The worst thing you could do is when you book a room and you got to go to a comic, I know it's only like five people, but, you know. So.
Kill it.
Hey, I don't know if you guys, I think the big news is watching that water flow over that emergency spillway in Northern California. We said in the beginning of the show how, you know, I mean, some people are sitting there go, this is a nice place for a house. You know, this would be great. Look at it, right between the mountains there. We got a beautiful view.
All those dreams of being rich. Oh, yeah. I want a house on the side of a mountain.
Honey, you got to see this footage on Facebook.
You know where I live, there's eagles.
Yeah.
It's also.
I mean, have you seen the footage of this?
Path
of it's just coming right off over that dam. I mean, it's just carving.
You know, that's it's another Illuminati.
Yeah. It's like this. Yeah, we're going to start controlling numbers here. Oh, it's just watching this. It's almost like when you watch when you had the tidal wave and hit Japan.
What?
You know, where
the
fuck?
Evacuation number? Like 2
Fukushima.
Million people?
Oh, yeah, over 200,000 people.
Stop swearing at me.
Oh, man, it's a fucking video. Where's my story? Great. Trying to pull up the fucking story. 200,000 people evacuated. And this thing, now it's just coming over the top. It's like, what do they have? It looks like a valve. Basically, the water that's running down and carving a hole in the side,
so
the side of this mountain.
Chewing bubblegum thing ain't going to plug the holes anymore.
I think there should be a lot of people in Northern California right now should be bringing their kids and go, hey, you ask how did the Grand Canyon get developed? Come take a look at this. See what happens when a bunch of water carves out a piece of earth.
You're going to watch history right before your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, how you like that? You're sitting out. Yeah.
They thought the songs were playing. No, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world.
That's what probably happens in California. That sound comes up and goes, okay, you may want to grab your stuff, your important belongings, and head for the high hills. I mean, you've seen the footage, right? You've seen this water just coming down.
I've seen it. I don't know what to make of it yet. I know.
I'm confused because didn't California have a drought?
That's what's going on. I live there.
Yeah, it's just fucking, it's drinking. Calm
LA
the fuck down.
LA River is just, you know where, you remember Greece where they would race the cars?
Yeah.
That's the LA River. Okay.
You said
there
Greece?
Yeah, Greece. Remember?
Like the movie Greece?
Remember the movie Greece?
I thought you meant the country Greece. I'm like Monaco. No, that's.
Well, they ran marathons over there. But yeah. In this particular version of Greece, we had those 57 Chevy cars, and they would race the greasers.
Right.
Right? In that little, like.
Right, gotcha. And
That's the LA River.
Mm.
There's no water in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got
the point.
I got you. The concrete river. Yeah.
It took a while for me to get there, but.
Yeah. Well, I should have picked that one up. Yeah, I forgot. That's Thunder Road. What did they call that in Greece?
I can't remember.
They run it down that. There's been a lot of shit filmed in that, right? A lot of chase scenes, all kinds of stuff.
Terminator.
Yeah. just shit pops up my computer. Just like something they think I'd want to know, even though I thought I've muted everything. What is on my? Can we check my soundboard and see what hasn't been muted? Okay, well Adobe was supposed to be, and okay, good. So, a lot of shit filmed there, but that there's no. But now that there may be water flowing through that pretty soon.
I think they're gonna all these dried up riverbeds gonna have some rivers on them.
Well, you know, when I was driving through like Albuquerque and shit, when I was running that run, you would go through certain parts and you see these areas that look like there was running water.
Right.
Right? And you're like, well, where's the water? You know what I mean? There's no fucking water. Well, here comes the fucking water. I don't know, man.
It doesn't rain, so I don't know where they got this buildup of water,
but it's all they had a lot of that. What I'm understanding is like they had a lot of fucking snow. And the northern parts of California, so that's where it's all now. Hey, good. Like I said, you know, hey, you guys, 1 minute you're fucking got too much water, 1 minute there's no fucking water. The fucking fires, like, look at all these. I mean, you know,
everything's like a week late of each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, like if it should just happen all at once.
Once the water goes all the way out and gets everywhere, then the fires.
How great would it be if you woke up one day and it's like massive fires in California? It's unbelievable. It looks like Armageddon. Everything's on fire. Oh, wait a minute. The dam is breaking from all the rain melting on the mountaintops.
All the snow.
It's happening. It couldn't have happened any better. Oh God, we're gonna be saved. Anybody got a snorkel?
So great.
I mean, that's what you expect. That's what you're gonna start seeing in the news.
Mother Nature.
Hey, you know what? I thought this was pretty cool. You know, I am a Trump supporter. I voted for him and stuff. I know you are a Trump guy. But this is great. And here's the thing. Even before all this shit happened with Trump, like, you would watch the different news. You'd watch CNN. You'd watch Fox. And, you know, it obviously each of those are sided to one particular area, whatever. But, you know, the more I watch it, I'm like, ugh, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, I work with Ty Rivera. He's a big Trump fan. He watches CNN. Like, I can't even stomach it. Like, we were sharing the condom. Like, I can't even watch these fucking people because they all have that smug, you know, this attitude. And you know, and then even on our side, on the Fox side, I'm like, ugh, you know, all right, somebody, you know, I love the judge lady on Fox.
Bureau?
Yeah.
Oh, she's dynamite.
Yeah. I mean, she's just a fucking, you know, every time somebody on Facebook, you know, anytime someone gets in a debate with her, I wish she was just standing right there like, look, can you handle this?
Like, normally I don't like Tucker Carlson, but I watch these like six times where he just shut people that were being jerks down.
Yeah, he's a fucking smart dude.
He really is.
Yeah, he's a fucking... He's
like, oh, what college you go to? Well, I didn't go to that one, so this is what it actually means by what you just said.
Yeah.
The best was sovereignty of a religion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
What was his Tucker Carlson's? No,
this is what some chick said to him. She goes... She wrote a scathing review on the Muslim ban or something. And she goes, you are endangering the sovereignty of an entire religion.
Yeah.
And Tucker goes, can you explain that to me? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what country? What? Yeah. What?
It's like somebody's trying to define, tell me what a tree is. Well, the tree is like a palm tree or a pine tree. No, you can't define something by one of what it is. You have to tell me what a fucking tree is. Socratic method, baby. I love it.
Exactly.
You know, we got to see Trump, by the way, have a great meeting. Everybody's surprised that everything went like, oh, my God, I can't believe he met with a fucking foreign leader. And he handled it properly because he's not the media and he's not most of the fucking hoople heads, you know, on the other side of the fence that keep, you know, worrying about, you know, this or that, grab the pussy and all this other stuff, you know. Like, they keep talking about whether or not the Russians have anything on Trump. Here's the fucking thing about him. Would you be surprised no matter what the fuck it is? This is a guy who is a TV guy, a billionaire, a real estate guy, you know, a mogul. What the fuck? You know, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I nothing would surprise me. Nothing. Here's the thing. I don't think they get it. It wouldn't even fucking matter. Like he said, I could shoot. And it was obviously he's not going to shoot somebody, but he's basically saying that people now don't give a fuck who the fuck I am. They just want somebody who's going to get things fucking done. Don't you fucking people get it? Wondering when the liberals are going to be looking at their 401k one day if they, you know, they're going to be like the real ones, you know, the real smart ones that are just pissed off because they've been drinking the fucking Kool-Aid for the last 8 years, you know, and all this shit. You know what I mean?
Studying psychological phenomenon that have been made up in the last 8 years.
Yeah, you know, like all this other bullshit that's supposed to be important, like who goes to what bathroom and, you know, whether or not, you know, whatever. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. As a people, are you concerned with the... Listen, I all people, period, should be respected. That goes without saying before somebody says, oh, what about these fuckers? Shut the fuck up. You should fucking die. If you're somebody who says like that, you should fucking go.
It's like when you're doing a proof in geometry.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
It's given.
It's a given fact that we want everybody to be cool. But, okay, now all of a sudden you're going to ask me about, for example, transgenders, which as a population or a percentage of the population has got to be a fraction of a percent of the population. 4 to 5% of the population is homosexual, more or less, and the ones that haven't come out, maybe 7 or 8%. You know what I mean? But and transgenders are about a quarter of a percent of the population. So if my government wants to concern themselves with the well-being of that group, I hear it. But what about those people, like that voted for Trump? What about the people in the Midwest that aren't working? What about the people that are just trying to make ends meet by doing like making fucking little wooden stools that people can sit on, or what about those fucking people that that really deserve a fucking look? And that's what these people don't give a fuck about.
They have a label for them, whatever they feel like calling someone that day. But I saw a video of Trump from the 80s.
Yeah.
80 to 87. And he was on top of the world.
Yeah.
All his real estate was booming. He was the most eligible bachelor in New York City.
He was the American dream when China was taken. This is in that period of time. That's when China started stepping up. If anybody lived back then, if you're 20 years old, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why you're sitting there with a fucking black flag and a fucking mask over your face. Listen, the first time somebody punches you there, Skippy, you're going to be go fucking running and shit yourself. So I,
call for a democratic society.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's just when China and they were buying. They started buying this when they started buying stuff in New York. They bought the Empire State Building.
Right,
or something.
Right.
All this shit was going on. People were like, oh, well, who in America is like, and he was the fucking man. He was the guy that guys say, look, Americans, it's not all, these other people. So it gave you that kind of hope.
Right.
And that's all you want. You want somebody who's been through it and fucking, if people always talk about he got money when he inherited his parents, Listen, I managed money for 28 years. I've seen people that have had like inherit money, and they fucking go. I mean, they didn't have the disciplines or anything like that. It's always individually whether you have a discipline or not. No matter how you get it, no matter how it starts, it's what you do with it once you got it that also determines your success. Let's cover something real quick. He met with Trudeau. That was a good meeting. I think things went well. Basically saying, look, Canada and U.S. are pretty equal with our trade. It's pretty fair as it is, but we're going to relook at the Mexican situation, and that's a great idea. You got to look at it because things have changed in the last 10 years or so, and they're going to relook at it. Good. So
needs to be relooked at.
But here's the thing. I don't know if anybody noticed, but mainstream media whines as Trump calls on less established news outlets with the questions. So like, he's not going right to CNN. He's going to the whatever. Because you don't want to hear him all of a sudden. The prime minister of fucking Canada's there. He's going to ask about a tweet. Oh, you remember about 3 months ago you mentioned,
Right.
Yeah, thanks, CNN. Mainstream media isn't liking the new setup of the White House. Lesser name news outlets are being called on during press briefings rather than old established bellwethers. Can't answer my question. During his press conference, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Donald Trump called on two news outlets, WJLA, a local ABC news affiliate, and the Daily Caller. Both failed to ask him about the fate of his national security advisor, General Michael Flynn, which he may have lied to the fucking, if he lied to Pence, he's gone.
So misfortunate thing.
Yep.
The thing about that is, it was funny to me when I heard it. Like, don't get me wrong, I guess you got to do it because it is the way it is. The Moral and Ethics Committee of politicians told him he was morally wrong. Are you sure? Can we?
I think that I really go on disciplines. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Once something is made, like, hey, you know what? We're going to do it this way, a little differently. Sometimes there's certain things that got to stay in a certain order. Otherwise, otherwise there's people putting their hands in the pot that shouldn't be.
They said something, though, that if he didn't show intent to do it on purpose, that's...
Yeah, but nobody asked that question.
No.
Right? By handpicking reporters, Trump manages to get through the news conference without being asked about Flynn. Good. Smart guy. Sounds good to me. Right? Why are you going to pick that one guy who's sitting there fucking jumping out of his seat because he wants to ask a fucking question to be the one who did it to Trump?
Did you know that red-tailed slider turtles can regenerate their feet? And then they're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What? He's my favorite circus lion tamer.
Yeah, well, good for him. And you know what? Fuck him. It's like if you got obnoxious comics that think they're really funny, you don't book them on your show because they think they're funnier than they are, so they got to be humbled. That's some things that's got to happen. You're not that fucking good. You're not really touring as much as you say you're touring, or whatever. You know what I mean? Let's give a shot to somebody. By the way, speaking of that, Nadeem Awad did a spot last week. Tavolino's, and he did a fucking great job. We had a great show last week with Mike Vecchione. This week, by the way, don't forget Rich Voss, just a comic coming to town. We'll be here Wednesday night at Tavolino's. I'm going to be your host, and I got Perry Sack to fill in. And, you know, we're going to give him, he's going to do a whole fucking hour or so. It's only $10, by the way. By the way, Rich Voss and I will be in Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club on Valentine's Day. It's coming up. It's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
You got your girl anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Special day planned.
Really? The whole, you got a whole thing?
Yeah, no.
Yeah? Going to dinners and all that kind of shit?
I got dinner, but I don't have a whole special thing.
No? Yeah.
It was like those old sitcoms where you're like, oh, what day is it? Our anniversary? Yeah, I got you this, the other thing. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I'm glad I wore it. Well, the wife and I are at that point. Like, yeah, I mean, if I got something, I'm sure she'd be like really happy, you know.
Right. It's not.
But it kind of sucks when your wife looks at your credit card bill on her every time you charge. She sees what, you know what I mean? So it's got to be like hard, like, oh, you went to Jared's, you know, one of these stupid fucking moments.
There's no more surprise.
No more surprise. So, you know, I'd rather just say, hey, you know, and don't make the rookie move. I remember when you started having a little money, like in your early 20s, you buy your girl fucking lingerie, you know, or a dildo. I remember I bought a girl a dildo one time on Valentine's Day.
Just don't make that a tradition.
Hey, honey, every year we're going to get bigger.
We have a really big collection of dildos. Yeah. We've been together forever.
We've been together for a decade, and you know, I haven't felt the side in a long time. Just saying. Speaking of sexy women, by the way, Playboy, you know, I guess a year or so ago, I don't know, they were not going to put naked photos anymore in Playboy, which...
So
sweet. I didn't, you know, yeah, you, what do you,
I mean, they wanted to really make that, I just read Playboy for the articles, for real.
Yeah, like you know? Like they actually believe that story. And it's almost like saying, it's like, what's that, Olive Garden saying, we're not going to do breadsticks anymore.
Oh.
That's their, you know what I mean?
Or Ruby Tuesdays, we have no more honey butter. Listen, I'm out of here.
Yeah. That's a fucking deal breaker.
I can drink water because you have Pepsi, but give me honey butter.
Honey, you got to have it. You know, that's the moment. By the way, that was the pretzel, the Pretzel O'Toole from Bennigan's, which was like a turkey, hot turkey with Swiss cheese on a pretzel type bun. That was the shit. That's why I went to Bennigan's.
That was my first bartending gig.
Yeah? I worked there as a host in university by Oakland.
I was working at Cypress Creek.
Yeah, over there above that. I used to go there a lot.
It's not there anymore.
I had a friend, Nikki, used to work there a little while. Blonde, tall blonde girl. Playboy is featuring naked women again. No nudes were apparently not good for news at Playboy magazine. The 63-year-old legendary men's magazine is bringing back nude models. And it's upcoming issues, but they're going to be fat old women. We want to give these ladies a chance.
They're all wearing onesies.
Yeah. The effort obviously has failed. The move comes for 4 months after Cooper Hefner, the son of the founder Hugh Hefner, an outspoken critic of the move to ban nude models, was installed as chief creative officer last October. So now here's the thing.
So it wasn't Hugh's idea in the first place, right?
No, he relinquished control. He just basically bangs the girls in the mansion and walks around for photo ops. It was a bad idea. Listen, first of all, it's a fledging magazine because anybody who's going to get, if you're going to go through the issue of getting a porno magazine, like, and that's always a weird moment, you know, like I would always use the excuse like, hey, where's the local hospital? I'm going to see a friend. I go grab two or three fucking mags.
Right.
So I had a stash in my apartment. You know, you don't want to go in there and walk in with, you know, a cucumber, some KY jelly, some condoms, and fucking three porno mags.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I guess, you know, in today's day and age, when it's on your phone, Playboy is not the same sentimental value.
I was doing a show one night not too long ago, and a comic was talking about getting porn at the hotel. I'm like, dude, don't you have a fucking iPad or a phone? I mean, you kidding me? You know, I mean,
you
really?
Remember the old Bill Hicks joke?
Yeah.
He's like, what is it? Just two guys. One plays the wah-wah pedal and the other one films his ass. Hey, buddy, film my ass. We'll call this one Cheerleaders in Heat. Wow, 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 wow.
Fucking stupid.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? You know what I mean? But, you know, that I always think about it, the awkwardness. Like, when you're a kid, you find them. You know, your dad had them stored somewhere. You know, but now, you got an iPad. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It's the beauty. It's, come on. Are you kidding me? None of those. I can't believe that any of those magazines still exist.
They do.
When I see it, when I go into a drugstore and I see these, you know, the smutty ones and stuff, like, who the fuck sits there and just flips to inanimate? You know, you could have in your hand for a couple hundred bucks, you can have a tablet of live sex going on. It looks like you can almost act like if you put it close enough to your face, you can almost act like you're looking in the window watching it.
You know what I mean? That beg for money.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday they needed. She was a widow. She was homeless.
Right.
She needed money.
Right.
But she also had an iPhone and Prada glasses.
Prada.
For seeing.
Nice.
For seeing clearly.
Look, I got
how much they want to fuck you over.
I got Maui Jims.
What? Sure.
Yeah. My stepdaughter said she posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago that a young girl had come up. She was with this other scraggly, you know, kind of not well-looking woman, and asked her for $75. Now, I thought, wow, never give money to anybody who asks for a specific amount.
Yeah,
that's the first sign. I'm right. But, but I asked her, and she had given her 50, and I went, wow. You know, like, I told my wife, we got to start charging her rent. I mean, if she's going to give me fucking homeless people $50, you know what I mean? I remember I walked out of I was so fucked up one night. I was actually walking to Miami by the arena. I think I went to a kite, and walking out and there, and I, you know, making good money, so I was still making, you know, and I'm walking with my buddy, and some bum came up. I gave him 20. I said, hey, you know what? This guy's I'm gonna be really cool all the moment. I gave the guy a 20, and like, and later on that day, I went, what the fuck did I give that guy a 20 for?
Crazy. I had a girlfriend's little brother. We went to go see a show, and bum came up. He not only gives money, he pulls out the wallet, pulls out all the money he had.
No.
I'm like, oh, we're all going to die. Oh, I can't even. Will a spinning roundhouse kick do it? Nope.
No.
They got us. They're going to stab us all.
Right. And he just gave him the wad?
Well, he gave him like $30.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, well, here's your first lesson.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice of you. Know? Yeah, you always got to compliment, you know, good deeds.
Very cool. You don't have to do that for 10 years now. You've given enough money that you're supposed to give.
Listen, if you just gave to an African family, you would have fed a fucking village till fucking 2022 with the money you just gave.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, where we think of things like that. And our new co-host here on Monday, Ciro Dobrik.
Hey.
And we'll be back straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Before, we were talking about real shit. I mean, these are real stories, but these are stories that are like, you know, I don't know. They hit me because, all right, look at the first story, okay? Pittsburgh police say man was driving drunk in lingerie.
Huh.
Now,
that is definitely millennial.
I've been high, and for some reason I wanted to take my pants off when I'm driving home. I don't know. You know, it's like a thing that happens sometimes when you do a little too much blow. And, you know, just, I don't, you know, anybody who has ever done it probably shared that. I don't know. But Pittsburgh police have charged a man with drunken driving and fighting with officers who allegedly found him semi-conscious behind the wheel of a car while wearing pink lingerie. Police say 51-year-old Daniel Marchese was also exposing himself. Well, it's kind of hard if you're a guy when you wear a lingerie. It's not like you have much support down there. Let's see here. It was found in concert with blah, blah, arrived him running 51 yards, exposing himself when they arrived, finding him in the running car going in and out of consciousness in the middle of an intersection on last afternoon. Police say they found an open bottle of whiskey and two guns in the car. Nothing sounds scare the shit out of you. Some guy walking down the street in lingerie with two guns in his hand.
That's the beginning of most horror movies.
And that Marchese kicked at officers and threatened them. Online court records show Marchese was still in custody awaiting arraignment. Good for him. There you go.
Imagine. He didn't know if they were, you know, they were cops. Did they announce themselves?
I think the, you know, I don't know.
He was vulnerable. Andre.
Yeah, he was like, he was, you know, he was expressing his feminine side. Ah, you know. Here's another story. See, that's the idea. Like that, you know, you, sometimes you want, is it a real story or not? But it's a real fucking story. This is where our society's come.
It's shocking I wasn't in Florida.
Well, here's a place you wish you were. Lines in the sand, $60 million worth of cocaine washes up on an eastern English beach. We should do something called From Across the Pond. So whenever we had a story from England, we do it with an English accent. Oh, you want to do it?
Bloody well.
All right, then. London, over $60 million worth of cocaine in brightly colored holes has washed up on two beaches in eastern England, investigators said. Oddly enough, with tons of straws. On Friday, as they appealed for public to keep a lookout for any more. Sure, thousands of people showing up at the beach now.
Talk about a white skin.
Hey,
it's
what
a white day.
Why do you want to bring your credit card to the beach? There's cocaine.
Is that a real $100 bill?
Yes. Why you got it rolled up like that? Is that a new money clip? The first holders were discovered on Thursday afternoon, and more were found nearby on Friday. In all, around 360 kilograms of cocaine have been washed up ashore, which the NCA called a major blow to the organized criminals involved.
Don't phone the governor.
No. There's somebody right now going, where's my cocaine? I don't know. It fell off the boat.
Imagine if the first Brit. Hello? Hello?
I don't know, but that fucking whale won't stop swimming at us. He's high as a kite. If I could see a whale swimming backwards and snorting coke off the floor of the ocean. Yes, I love cocaine.
What's that white stuff? I blew a seal.
Yes.
No.
That's what happens when you do this stuff. China officials, here's another story, by the way. China officials punished for dozing in a motivational meeting. Now.
What were they doing?
They fell asleep. You had a motivation meeting like, okay, you guys, are we going to learn how to make a lot of money? Okay, first thing you must pay to wake the fuck up. Beijing, six officials in central China's Hubei province have been punished for dozing off in a meeting on how to motivate lazy bureaucrats. State media and the local government said pictures of the sleeping officials have received widespread coverage in Chinese media over the past 2 days amid President Xi Jinping's sweeping crackdown on corruption, extravagance, and dereliction of duty. Communist Party Discipline Bureau of Hubei Xinjiang City on Thursday named mid-level officials and said they had to write self-criticisms and make public they do that in China. You know, like when you fuck up, you got to stand in front of people and go, I'm a big dick ahead. I fuck up a royally.
Can you imagine?
I just sleep. Everybody talk to me, I sleep. I remember. This is embarrassing.
I told you Chinese water torture was boring.
Yeah. Stop it. I can't take it anymore. When I had a job with this big insurance company, or they're hiring me to be a spokesman, like a regional spokesman. So they put you these courses. Now, mind you, a lot of those people that get that job are either new brokers or sometimes not even people that are in the business. They're just traveling salespeople that promote products and stuff like that. But I'm a financial advisor. So they're putting me through one of these annuity classes. You know, it was like fucking 2 hours of immediate annuities and stuff. And I've done millions of dollars in the product at this point. And I'm like, so I'm sitting in the front with a concrete cap. You know, my fucking head just booing back and forth. And just, you know, fall asleep. And this one woman who is a, you know, the C word. You know, I'm just going to try not to say this word as much, but she's a fucking cunt. And, you know, and she didn't like me, you know, because I was a, you know, most of these people like Northeast, you know, Hartford, Connecticut, white, okay. You know, kind of. And here I am, the tan, you know.
Almost British.
Yeah, yeah. Like young, and everybody knew I was fighting back then, too. I was like, so they were like, And so she like so, and then she just ripped me. It's like, how dare you fall asleep? You know, my boss at this guy, he was from Atlanta. He goes, well, I got to tell you, he's kind of been doing it for about 15, 18 years. You know, he could probably teach the class. I imagine it got a little boring for him, but you know,
right.
So I fell asleep.
Side, but
yeah, but they, you know, still with the higher ups, I was a sleepy
she
guy.
She likes to put people on blast.
Yeah.
Lucky you were sleeping.
Matter of fact, that same cunt was the reason a good buddy of mine sued the same company. My buddy asked a question at a meeting of the big company boss, and she walked over and said, how dare you ask that? And she slapped him in the face.
No.
Yeah, and yeah, I think he got a couple hundred grand from the company. Hmm. Imagine being at a national sales meeting, and then one of the main executive VP slaps you in the fucking face in front of 30
people.
I kind of
thought you were going with one of those, you know, those weekend retreats they have where they dress up in the sumo outfits and they run at each other.
Yeah, like building, like team building kind of things.
That's where your story was going. I'm like,
yeah, no. Listen, if you want to have a team building session, let all the guys go to a strip club. Let's all, you know, get all fucked up, and then we'll be cool and blend with each other or gel.
We know each other's.
Yeah, we know what we you know. When you see that little white accountant guy, you know, get the biggest black girl in the strip club. You know, all right, good for
you.
He's
fine. Understand
he's letting loose. Then. Yeah, now you know why. You know. Here's a story. Man faked kidnapping to get money from grandmother. Hey, grandma, I got my son. I got your son. My grandson.
How many times did he steal her TV before he decided to...
You know, it's disgusting when you see these people that the parents die and the kids stay in the house and they hide the body or bury it. Oof. And they keep getting the Social Security checks. There was a story not too long ago we did where the people started even wanting to find out because the guy would have been 109 years old. You know, he's getting at that age where he's the oldest person alive. At this point, like, hey, where's your pops? Oh, he's in Miami. He's 108 years old. Was he surfing? The Florence, Alabama authorities say Northern Alabama man tried to get money from his grandmother by faking his own kidnapping. Sheriff's office investigator Brad Potts tells the news outlet that 23-year-old Preston Kelly texted his grandmother a photo Monday that appeared to show him bound and beaten in a wooden area in Tennessee.
Do ransom kidnappers get away anymore? Is that even?
I don't know if that's
that even
possible? Remember they used to have TV shows about it and shit. Now it's like kidnapping. I mean, it happens at a corporate level in third world countries. You know, you see a CEO of a
different.
Yeah, you see a high ranking member of Exxon. You know, those fucking people. Let's grab them. They'll get a few
what
hundred
about
grand.
That? There's a pedophile ring in California. 474 people.
Yeah, that's just slave trades and shit.
Pretty big dragnet.
Yeah. It's one of the areas I stayed at when I did security work. We used to get details like that where you'd want to go, and I'm like, I'm not going out. I'm not going out of the country. I did a few times, but I'm not. Right. And they never want to be in that situation. Authorities say Kelly told his grandmother to send $1,000 or else he would be killed. Pod says that the woman contacted investigators who concluded that Kelly wasn't in Tennessee and the whole episode was a hoax. Kelly was arrested later and charged with first-degree extortion. Yeah, I know my grandmother's stupid. Look, where do you think I came from?
Jeez, that's
you know, dude. You know, listen, I've seen stupid
that's
things.
Austin Powers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. When they're calling up to say they got the laser beam pointed right at Earth, unless you give us $1 million, and they're like, what?
$1,000.
$1,000.
They want $1,000 here. I see $1,000. That's much it's going to cost. Oddly enough, that's how much my grandson needs to fix his pickup truck.
They want $1,000 and a helicopter. Oh. Oh.
Yeah. And a bag of bazooka bubblegum. But like the big one. I love bazooka bubblegum.
That was my favorite.
Wasn't that the best?
You got that little on the back.
Yeah, the little comic.
Well, did you ever get the prize book?
Oh, you know, I used to try to collect them and all that shit. Yeah, you try to get all the good stuff, and you
it's
know,
like
you
the
rappers.
You know, the Kelly Blue Book of bubblegum.
Man, I'm telling you, I remember I used to buy them in the you know the packs, and then I went to the one of these. I'm still a kid, 10, I don't know where I'm fucking. And I went to the I used to get them, but then I go to the store and I see a box of them. You know, like they come in like you can get like a fucking like I bought the whole box, right. Man. I couldn't stop. That's the kind of gum you chew. 3 minutes later, here's another piece.
They have those, you know, the pails,
big plastic panels. Right. That my sister used to buy them. Panels.
Fucking bazooka. And then Bubble Yum, Bubblicious, all that shit came around. That was the end of Bubble. That was the end of Bazooka.
Bazooka Joe was over after Hubba Bubba.
And then they're flavored. You know, the flavored pieces always had a weird texture to them that you trying to chew them was like trying to gnaw on a fucking piece of steel. Mm-hmm. Right? The regular Bazooka gum, you eat soft.
Right.
Sometimes it gets a little hard. Like, it's... And then, you know, but the fucking grape ones and the sour cherries and they were like, you know.
To make a weird face.
Yeah, exactly. You had to act like, you know. Probably like you're passing a kidney stone. all right, here's our. So you ever think about who might have been orange? What might have been orange with that scared this neighborhood? They didn't know what was going on with this fucking orange thing.
I was gonna say that the murderers in prison, they're not gonna have to wear the orange jumpsuits. All right.
Well, yeah. If you saw a guy in an orange jumpsuit walking through the neighborhood, that would be a little concern.
That was my first.
But I'll show you the actual photo.
Oh, is that really?
Yep.
An orange gator?
Too much self-tanning lotion? Orange gator puzzles residents. Hey, it must be a Trump gator. In Hannon, South Carolina, no one seems to know
it's
why
Buffalo
there's an
Bill's
orange
gator.
Alligator in a pond near Charleston. Residents joke gator used too much self-tanning lotion. Comedy's hard, folks. Or maybe it's a fan of the Clemson Tigers.
Could be that.
Or no, for their orange colors.
Silence of the Lambs. Guy put too much lotion on that skin.
Or, you know, it looks like he was playing softball. You know, it looks like he slid into home base on a clay field. You know what I mean? Like that fucking clay.
Is Wimbledon clay courts?
Yeah, well, that's French Open.
Yeah. He's playing French Open.
That's right. He was a finalist in the French Open. He wore, oddly enough, he wore, look, what's the, with the alligator fucking thing, Lacoste? Is that the alligator t-shirt? Uh-huh. Remember how big the alligator t-shirts? Remember the fucking preppy shirts with the alligator?
The biggest. I have four school pictures in a row.
And you have all different colors.
Blue, red.
But we didn't have, I never had the alligator. I had the guy, or I had like the fucking turtle.
There was a fox one too.
Yeah, I think I had like all the knock. I had a fox. I had a fucking armadillo. I think there was one that was an armadillo.
Boy, when Polo came out, they really marketed the little...
Residents living near the pond in Hannah say they've seen the orange or rust-colored alligator a number of times. Photos show a 4 to 5 foot long alligator on the banks of the retention pond in the neighborhood. Jay Budafolsky with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources says the color may come from where the animal spent the winter, perhaps in a rusty steel culvert pipe. And who hasn't, oddly enough, stayed in a rusty culvert pipe ever?
During the winter.
Experts say the alligator will shed its skin and probably return to normal shade soon, where all the other alligators will start playing with him again. Hey, man, you fucked up.
You are the ugly gator.
Dude, look at your orange ass. Who the fuck, man?
Do you think racism occurs in the gator world?
Man, you been banging a ginger? What the fuck happened? Who are you, Richie Cunningham looking motherfucker?
Did you ever watch that?
I don't know why my alligator's in black
eye. Crocland, like... Croc Gangland.
No.
It was narrated by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That's just right there. You have to see it.
Yeah. Now. Well, he's getting lately he's been a little too
but this is like maybe 6-7 years ago he did this, but it was like crocodiles in on the Nile.
Right.
Fighting for superiority. Yeah. And to hear him going, "Oh no, man. You don't want to mess with that guy's girl."
Yo, man.
Oh, he messed with his girl. He's going to tell. Oh, he lost his jaw. Oh, man.
The coolest thing in Costa Rica. Well, one time there, you walk, there's like this alligator with a bridge over this fucking river. Mm-hmm. And there's thousands of them. I mean, crocodiles. They're just, and they're some big, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I always laugh when some people actually go down a little bit and they try to, you know, I mean, have you ever, like, I used to go snake hunting when I was a kid, younger and stuff. We used to take the boat and go and try to catch snakes. And every once in a while, you catch your gators, right? That you could tell, you know. You always had to make sure you can get up that bank. You know, if that was the thing, you got to run up a bank. Because a lot of times in the canals, you had this steep, you know. And I remember one time somebody, fucking gator was coming up and making that sound, like coming up slowly and sat there and he's like trying to get up. And the gator wasn't going. You know, we're looking and again, we have been through this. Thank God we're experiencing. My buddy, like, all right, get up and get the fuck out of here. And he's like, and these guys panicking. And he's trying to, and he's now, he's now we're looking, fuck, the gator getting a little higher up. Like, dude, just fucking take a step, you know, like he's just shuffling around. Like, we thought fuck. And there was a minute there, and my buddy Johnny at the time, he's like, he's looking at his, and he's an older kid, like stronger. I was like, I don't know what the fuck. He was like a teenager. I said, somebody better jump and fucking get him. I'm not going down there. And fucking badass goes and grabs him, pulls him up. And then he fucking, you know, and the gator just get Johnny jumped down. He didn't fucking get the gator sitting there. Again, he's a guy who taught me how to be cool around a gator. Never freak out, you know, just, you know. And don't
try to be its friend, just don't freak out.
Yeah, don't sit there and ask for a pack of smokes from him. Hey, you want to smoke a cigarette? Ask him his political fucking ideology. Hey, man, who'd you vote for? Fucking crazy. And let's see, do I have another final story here? Well, here's like a weird story. Do you ever I met couples that have birthdays almost on the same day, like husband and wife.
Yeah.
Right. They, you know, almost. And I've known some people where their kids were born on the same day as the parent. But here's a story: North Carolina newborn girl shares birthday with mom and her dad.
Whoa!
What the fuck is up with this birthday?
Whoa!
Raleigh, North Carolina, a young North Carolina family may have a few joint parties in their future after the couple's new baby daughter was born on the same day as both of her parents.
Whoa.
London Hall was born at Raleigh Hospital back on January 27th, giving her the same birthday as mom Lisa Lowe Hall and dad Michael Hall, not to be confused with the guy who was Johnny B. Good or Real Science. Or
Breakfast Club
or 16 Candles, where he bangs that fucking hot blonde. And sneaks the panties away from Molly
Cheats
Ringwald.
Cannot hold a smoke. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Giving her the same birthday as them. The station reports that London was due on January 26th. Complications during the labor forced doctors to deliver. I'm sure the mom was saying, hold
That's
back,
pretty
just
intense.
Hold back.
I mean, me and my sister were born on the same day.
Yeah?
Yeah, same day. Wow. 7 years apart. I can't imagine the entire family born on the same day. That's
yeah, it's kind of weird. You better play the lotto number, right? At this point, you'd think you'd pay, you know, 0109. What was the date? 01/01/27/17.
Powerball 3.
Yeah, and then pay the last two numbers. Play just do the whatever years you were. London is the couple's first child. Just had other kids. Hall calls the 6-pound, 7-ounce little girl the best birthday gift, I think, either one of us could have had, although the father said a blowjob by a hot stripper would have been fine too, but I'll take the kid. Anyway, that's
a hummer.
That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. That's it.
Hey.
That's it. See?
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's a great show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a lot of fun.
By the way, any of our local South Florida comics, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing people in. And
yeah,
sit
know.
And chat a little bit. If you're interested, let Cyril know. Let myself know, and we'll have you in the studio to talk about stuff, anything you want to talk about. Now, this is not a promo. This isn't a fucking plug show. I don't want you to come in here and just tell me about all the open mics you're going to be at.
I want to hear what
you,
comic.
We want to hear who you are, where you're at in life, in comedy, whatever. What are some of the, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like,
right.
You know, don't come in here and think, you know, I don't know. We'll see how it works. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go from comics and we'll go to, like, waitresses. Like any hot waitresses at a bar. You're welcome to come
We're
in.
We're talking longevity here.
Yeah.
So
well, there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and join our Facebook fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Just book the Looney Bin. I was going to tell you, I was so excited I had one of these days. Oh, we got to do this. Laughing Skull Comedy Festival, very big festival. I want to get into it. It's at the first week of May, more or less. And I'm sitting there, they're going to announce who's going to be in it the next few days. And then all of a sudden, great news, I get a call by Looney Bin, like, hey, you available May 3rd through 6th, and then the second week, May 11th through the 15th. To do a 2-week run, basically, in two different clubs, in Wichita and Little Rock. And I'm like, yeah, definitely, you know, let's do it. And I'm like, well, now, my luck, I'm going to, God willing, I hope, if I got in,
of course,
I'd be like, fuck. But would you take the gig over the festival?
Depends on how hard I work to get on the festival.
Yeah.
But it's a two-week, two-stretch, so no.
It's a lot of shows.
I can't.
Yeah, I got it. You know what I mean? I want to. This is only the second time working with those guys. And I want to definitely go through, and that way I get into a rotation. So, just weird. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, a little. Sometimes you got so much shit going on. Negative shit's got to happen because you can't have all that fun. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. By the way, we probably won't have a show tomorrow because it's going to be early. Got shows in. Valentine's Day. I'm going to be going to Naples, and I still haven't passed this stone. So I don't know when the fuck, you know, I want to get, make sure.
Pie.
Yeah. So we're hoping that goes well. By the way, what else do I have to say? That's it. I'll be in Naples at the Off the Hook Comedy Club with Rich Foss all week. He'll be at Tavolino's on Wednesday, and we'll probably be back. I might do some stuff with Jim Rich on the old linear. Do some. We might put a little sneak, little fun, little shit. Maybe we'll put on before the end of the week for you guys, just to give you some entertainment. But you'll be back next week.
Little nips, yes.
We'll probably bring a guest here and there. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and hey,
Ciro Dobrik from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Yeah, where they follow you at?
They can follow me at Ciro Comic, or at ComedyDetour.com.
Perfect. Thanks again for listening, guys. We'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of